Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of Late Night Conversations by Impro Melbourne.
You have all the blanket.
I'm trying to make a point.
What point would that be?
That perhaps you shouldn't always get everything you want.
Excuse me.
Well, you've played it pretty hardball tonight, Delilah. Pretty hardball. You put me on quite the spot. I'll be putting out fires for weeks. I was embarrassed.
Well, it's not my fault if you can't handle yourself at dinner parties.
I handled myself just fine. I know my limits. And for you to treat me like a child in front of everyone was embarrassing.
Well, if you stopped acting like a child, perhaps I'd stop treating you like a child.
I feel quite tethered, Delilah, in a way that is unhealthy.
Would you have me let you loose, Henrik?
I just would never, in front of your friends, I would never have spoken to you in such a way.
I cannot be held responsible. What came out of my mouth when you kicked up such a fuss about the temperature of your soup?
I suspect, Delilah, that everything I say to your ears sounds like it's coming out wrong. I feel I was behaving in a perfectly acceptable manner, but to you, I've made quite a fool of myself.
Well,
and I
Henrik,
think it's your ears and not my tongue that has done the disservice to our guests.
I assure you, my ears hear correctly.
Well, it seems we're at an impasse, Delilah.
Does.
I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to hog the blankets as some sort of overarching statement about our matrimonial health. But here we are.
Yes.
Me with a mound of blankets, and you with a bone to pick about your lack of blankets.
Perhaps we should sleep in opposite wings of the house.
Slippery slope, Delilah.
Well, it's been slipping for a while, hasn't it not?
Aye. And yet, to give in to the slippery slope. It's tawdry, Delilah, and I won't have it. We stick fast. We've made oaths, you and I. And they mean something.
You would rather stay in this bed, even though you think that I embarrassed you, so as not to break the solemn oath that we did make to each other upon our wedding day.
I can accept that we have issues, Delilah. Some run deeper than others, but I shall never accept that you would sleep in a bed other than this one. To do so would be to admit defeat. And I am not easily defeated, Delilah, this much you know.
Indeed, that is true. Anyone who would dare verse you in bridge knows that. Well, Henrik, whilst you were acting like a child at dinner, I must admit, now you are acting quite a man.
Sometimes the two can exist within the one, and yet I can see how one could be more annoying to you than the other. But I just wish that you could express this annoyance, Delilah, in a way that would not pull me down in the eyes of those around us.
Well, I will do my best to express my grievances in a more temperate manner. And next time you complain about the food, I will not pour it over your head in front of our guests.
The fact that you could pour the soup over my head without having to take me to a hospital surely points to my argument that the soup was tepid at best.
You would not serve scalding hot soup to our guests and have them burn their tongues.
But there is hot and there is tepid.
Well, this rage I am feeling now is quite hot.
And yet I saved the bulk of my grievance for when we're alone. I was merely making light of it at dinner in a way that I hoped would offset any social anxiety the guests had about eating tepid soup. I was trying to ease the situation in a way that would make both of us look better. And I fear that we have both come off looking quite poorly.
Well, what would you have me do in future, then?
We're on the same team, Delilah. We're in the same bed and we're on the same team. This marriage stands for something. And we should work as best we can to bolster each other in the eyes of others.
Yes, you're right. I have been reminded of our oaths that we together are to be courageous, bold, and united. And I was not united with you this evening.
When we are in company, we are a team. It is in this bed that you should feel free to scold me for my wrongdoings, to teach me how you would best like me to behave more appropriately. These conversations, these grievances are for our ears only. Don't you see? If others are made privy to them, it's as if they're in this bed with us, and I...
Well, Henrik, I would not have any other in our bed. But perhaps you aren't right. For I do have many a grievance against you. And you have been a very naughty boy.
Well, then you should take some of these blankets and tell me some of the grievances that weigh most heavily upon you.
You've been listening to Are You Awake? An improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. This episode featured the voices of Brenna Dixon and Rick Brown. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening, and sleep tight.